Newly remodeled and rebranded, Sevastopol's community hospital is poised and ready to reopen, says Ray Hino. But the CEO of the new Sonoma West Medical Center must still clear a few last regulatory hurdles.
We're very close. The last remaining tasks are to pass a dietary survey this week and then pass a pharmacy survey once we get our DEA number and drugs in the facility so that the state can come back.
Still, it has now been nearly 4 months since the first announced target date for the former Palm Drive Hospital's reopening, following its closure and bankruptcy filing in April 2014. So how soon now is close?
I don't like to give out dates, but I would be shocked if all of that takes any more than 2 weeks.
In that time, Hino explains, there are a series of final details that must still get signed off by state health inspectors.
They were here for 3 days, the week of July 27th. It really wasn't a surprise that they would have to come back for pharmacy, but they also said they were going to have to come back for infection control, preventive maintenance, and dietary. The good news is they came back last week for infection control and preventive maintenance, and we passed. Dietary is scheduled for this week, and then we should have pharmacy in here pretty soon after that.
In addition to the medical requirements, the building itself has been cleaned up with new paint, floors, cabinets, and wall coverings throughout. A staff of some 180 professionals have been hired, about a third of them former Palm Drive employees, and Hino says they are eager to put the skills and training they are currently honing into practice.
We're working very hard to be ready for that first patient. So we have staff in here training on the equipment, training on the electronic medical record system, and getting ready for that first patient.
For weeks now, the shuttered hospital has been fielding dozens of calls from would-be patients. But Hino predicts that their first new customers will not arrive by choice.
We're going to open everything, but I expect that the first patient to walk in our door will be an emergency room patient, because what we plan to do is notify the EMS system at the county and let them know that we're now open for 911 traffic and expect that we'll probably be busy pretty quickly.
And they will need to be, as it's likely to be some time before the new Sonoma West Medical Center begins to see any revenues flow in.
Medicare will not pay us for services provided until we get our Medicare certification, and that won't occur until we've admitted at least 30 patients to the hospital. So it is possible, maybe even likely, that a lot of the care in the first couple of weeks could be, I hate to use the word free care, I prefer uncompensated care.
How much that will add to the roughly $5 million that has already been spent to remodel and upgrade Sevastopol's community hospital remains to be seen. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.